Unit 3. Can't get enough. Sam's blog.
Michael, his brother and I are going to the mall next Saturday. They say that place is so big that you can spend a whole day there without going in the same shop twice. We're going to do some shopping, of course, but we are going to have dinner at the food court, and after that, I'm sure we're going to see a movie. I went to a mall once with my mum in England. There are only three restaurants in the food court, a pie batch, a burger burger, and a olla pasta. I ate a butternut squash, onion and goat cheese pie. I love pies. They are my favourite food. My mum had a lamb and mint pie with mashed potatoes. I'll have to ask my mum for the recipe so I can bake one and bring a little piece of England to my American family. But in this shopping centre, Michael says that there are about 49 different places to eat. You can find almost anything, and there's something for every budget. He says that if I'm not very hungry, I can get a pretzel or a hot dog, and if I'm starving, we'll eat in the steakhouse. Michael's favourite place to eat is an all-you-can-eat burger restaurant. He'll probably eat there. They have the best onion rings. I will try not to taste everything, but it's going to be hard. He goes there most of the time. His mum doesn't like it because she says that those kind of places don't serve good food and that the service is mediocre. I don't care about the service, as long as the place is clean, welcoming, and it is cheap. Michael's brother only eats food which is good for him, lots of vegetables and chicken, but not fried, which is unhealthy. He complains all the time and is very picky. Or as you would say back home, he is a fussy eater. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go. Michael can't wait to show me his favourite shops. As soon as I'm done writing this blog, I'll go online to check the place out. They have a list of the shops and restaurants on their website.